Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bruce. I'm back here on the After Hour Show with, of course, myself, Bruce Sama. Before we start the show, if you have not followed this show, if you have not subscribed or whatever, or gave this show a rating or commented or whatever, however, I don't know, please, drop something, man. Do something. Show some love. Let me know that, you know what I'm saying, you here, you're involved, whether if it's one listener, two listeners, three listeners, four, or it could be 100,000 videos, whatever the case may be, man. Go ahead and drop a like. We don't do this show for no clout, no none of that. This is just straight how you feeling, venting type shit, because, you know, we live in a world where, like, for men, it's hard for us to express our feelings. It's hard for us to, you know, tell how we feel. So I use this platform, this show, to create, not just to create, but to also let out, you know, frustration, venting. But good venting and good is not about, like, oh, I had a rough day. I'm going to vent. No. Just venting about how I feel about society and just what's going on in the world type shit. That's it. And I feel like a lot of us, not just men specifically, but a lot of us should create a platform and get our voices out there, because our voices are important. Man. We are the generation that is up next, that's now. Not up next, but we're now. You know, we're the generation that's making impacts in the world and society, and if we don't get our voices out there, get our voices heard, we're not making the way for the next generation. We're not setting a good example. So, and it doesn't necessarily have to be podcasts. It could be going out there, being involved into the community, you know, setting up your own little things where you're helping the community, whatever the case may be, man. Get heard, get seen, move with good intentions, man, and be a righteous warrior. But for today's podcast, man, today's topic, we're going to talk a little deep, man. Today, we're going to talk about love, just not necessarily female love, none of that, just like family love, you know. A lot of us, like, I feel, well, fuck a lot of us, you know, I feel like within, my small circle of people that, you know, we are lacking love, because I can't speak for anybody. I can't, you know, I'm not at the point in my life to where I could give anyone advice or none of that. And I'm not downplaying myself or my voice. I'm very self-aware, you know, very self-aware. I'm not no counselor. I'm not none of that. So I can't speak for people or tell people what to do. What I can do is talk from my own experience and how I feel and what, you know, God is putting within me to say on this mic. So, boom, love. Like I said, my small circle of people, I feel as if, like, right now, we are lacking love, bro. Like, honest to God, true, we're lacking love. It could be, I don't know what it could be. Honestly, I really don't know. I'm not going to be that guy, but whatever the case may be, man, I feel as if, like, right now is the best time that we need to love each other. Because, like, we got to look at it like, we don't know. And my listeners, I would hope that you would, you know, like, just, if you feel as if you're going through the same thing, you know, communicate with me, talk to me, let me know how you're feeling too as well. If I went wrong, if I went left. But I feel like right now we don't know how long, you know, our parents may have to live to be on this earth. Not even just our parents, but just us as individuals. You know, we don't know when our time is up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just don't know. God could, and I'm not no preacher, I'm not none of that, but this is just what I see. This is how I feel. Like, God could just call us at any time. Hey, I'm ready for you to come up. You know what I'm saying? And my one thing that I don't want to do is leave this earth with hatred. I don't want to leave this earth with anyone with a bad, you know, you will have people that will forever hate you, whatever. But as long as I know that I try to make that relationship better, I'm cool with that. I can be okay with that. As long as you know that, damn, Abu really tried, but whatever I'm feeling right now, I'm just not going to forgive him, but at least he tried. I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I want to leave this earth. And bring it back. Like, right now, like, it's important that we see that. Because I'd be damned, like, God forbid something happened to our, you know, our creators that you know, had sex and born us. That's what I mean. Go. And we are stuck here left with our empire, but the leaders are bumping heads. You know what I'm saying? Not seeing eye to eye, not communicating. So it's like, and that goes for like, nah, be self-aware, bring your back a boot. But man, fuck that. And that goes for everyone. Friends, family, everyone. Fuck that. That's how I'm feeling right now. Fuck that. I know what I said in the beginning, but fuck that. That's how I'm feeling. Everyone that come around me, bro. Listen, man. I'm finally realizing as a man, as a 26-year-old man, like, life is more than just money. Life is more than just clout, social media, man. I'm realizing, like, there's more to life, and word to my mom, bro, like, bro, I don't need to say that New York shit, but that's just what came off my tongue. I'm finally, like, I've been said this shit when I damn near announced that I quit football without niggas even, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was, like, 17 in the back of a car, yeah, I was smoking. But, I got to thinking, like, it's been two times where I came to, like, I talked to God for the first time in the back of a car high, but this was a different high, and I know this was God's voice. And I know, like, but you are high. No, it's not even like that. It's something completely different, and I'm not going to explain that, because I'll say that for another podcast, but two different times. But this first time, it was just like, I felt as if, like, I had, like there was a vision in me that I couldn't see, like, I seen, but I, like, you know, when you just, like, you on your shit, right? Like, at this point, like, damn, Abu, like, you shit at football type shit, like, I'm in my bag at football. But I get this vision in the midst of in my bag. Football ain't it. I'm in the back of the car. I tell my two homies, man, look, football ain't it, bro. What are you talking about? Man, look, bro, there's something that I'm seeing that like, this ain't, like, football ain't everything, man. What, man, shit, bro, I don't know. Man, you crazy, bro. You just hot. No, bro, no. This is different. And still to this day, I remember. That's how I knew it was different, because it was just a different vision. It was, like, I could still remember that day, like, as if it was yesterday, like, and it wasn't a bad feeling, none of that. Like, I get good feelings from that shit. But the point of what I'm trying to make is this. Like, we just don't, like, we just don't know, man. We just don't, we really have to start loving each other, man, because, bro, life is too, I'm not even gonna bring that cliche ass shit. Life is just too short. Life is too short right now. Niggas is dying left and right. You know what I'm saying? The world is completely fucked up. There's shit that the media don't even show us that's happening as I'm speaking right now. And, like, just in Los Angeles, New York, just different shit that's going on that I'm, like, fuck it. I'm getting woke to that. I'm noticing that. I'm just not even noticing. I'm just hearing these, like, these individuals, you know what I'm saying, just speak about their state. that I'm just like, whoa. So all I have to say, like, if you are listening to this podcast, man, just take the time to just, you know, love your people. To the individuals that's in my group, man, y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. I definitely know who the fuck I'm talking about. We ain't finna play that. Man, it's time that we just step up to the plate. Whatever the fuck our difference is, man, whatever it is that is not making us speak, man, I just hope that, I pray that we just come together, come as a unit, and just start marching. Because once we all together, we move as one, bro, I swear to you, bro, we is unstoppable. Niggas know who the fuck I'm talking about, bro. Niggas know who the fuck I'm talking about. We ain't finna play that extra dumb shit. Niggas know who the fuck I'm talking about, bro. And when I'm talking about this shit, like, I'm like, now I'm finna really get my bag. Because now I'm thinking, we need to overcome. Because now I'm thinking in the sense of, like, I'm in my casket right now. And the niggas that I'm talking about is at my funeral right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, man, you never know what the fuck. Life is too short. Life is too short. So I'm speaking ahead, bro. This ain't none of that. This ain't a suicidal note. This ain't none of that. This ain't, a boo ain't crazy. But sometimes I speak ahead, bro. I speak fucking, we speaking on a 25, or not even a 25 years. We speaking on, I got about like 70 years in my tank. 70 years left in my tank. I got about 80, no, fuck that. 80 years in my tank. 80 years. Because I'm a hundo. 106 at this point. Fuck it. Let me go at 106. I got about 80 years in my tank. So anybody that's at my funeral within 80 fucking years right now, bro, this is what I'm saying, bro. We can't. I'm speaking to the future. Fuck that. We can't do this shit no more, bro. All this love, I mean, all this hatred shit, all this extra shit, we can't do this shit. We really can't. Like, it's time that we just step up to this plate. We put our whatever the fuck, because once we are together and we come as a unit, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us. Everybody know this shit. Niggas know this shit. Like, there's no stopping us. And the one thing that I hate within our community is that we allow stupid shit to get to us that make us frustrated to where we got to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm talking in the community base because there's black-on-black violence. But within my community, there will never be any violence. It just may be niggas ain't seeing eye to eye. Cool. All right? Cool. But I just pray that, you know, whatever we ain't seeing eye to eye on, that we just put that to the side and we come together and we build on this shit, man. We build on this shit. Because at the end of the day, bro, me, man, I ain't got no ego, bro. Ego, what the fuck is that, bro? Ego. Nigga, I dropped that E. Let's go, nigga. That's what I'm trying to do. Let's go. Let's do this shit. Let's do this shit. Whatever we got, come on. Let's go. Drop that E and let's go, bro. Let's go, bro. All that shit, man. Ain't nobody got that shit, bro. Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like to all my homies too, like, bro. I'm trying to eat. I don't know about other niggas. I'm trying to eat. And the best way we can eat is if we all come together. Is if we all, man, I don't want to be that part. Like, cause it sounds like a cliche ass fucking. A cliche ass. I don't want to be a cliche ass fucking nigga. Cause this shit is real. Cause this shit is real, bro. This shit is real that I'm speaking. Like, this shit is real. Real shit going on right now. Real shit in the world's going on as I'm speaking. Real shit's going on. But we can't let simple thoughts, simple shit get to us to where we can't see eye to eye. Man, fuck that shit, bro. Any nigga that so-called got beef with me, any nigga that so-called don't like me, any nigga, any of that shit, bro. Hey, I'm here to announce, I ain't got no beef with nobody in the world. I don't hate nobody. I ain't got none of that with nobody. I ain't jealous of nobody. In fact, bro, like I'm so numb like to hatred and all that extra. Like I got so much love to give to everyone that like nigga, like I got love to give to everyone. Whoever you like, what up? Boom, what's good? Like I said, it's to the point where shit's getting ugly in the world, man. Shit's getting ugly, and I'll be damned. I go tomorrow, and I got 50 niggas that hate me, 2 niggas that hate me, 1 nigga that hate the shit out of me, and now he's spreading fire. He putting dirt on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be damned, so I don't hate nobody. I love everyone. I got so much love to give. I pray that we just put our differences to the side. And God was to take me tomorrow. I hope this message get out. And, you know, we just move forward. It's going to be, like, it's going to be, man, the city, man. Let me just transition to another part, to another topic. But it's going to be on the same energy. But I'm just going to talk about, fuck it. I'm just going to let it rip. We don't make this to be that podcast right now. Because I feel as if, like, a lot of niggas ain't. Like, they podcast ain't. Like, this podcast, bro, like, man, we're casting visions, bro. This is what this topic is going to be about. I don't do a lot of casting visions. And I'm going to be honest with my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a problem right now. I have a legit problem. This is why this podcast is going to be the best problem in the world. Because one thing is this. I'm going to be so honest with everyone on this podcast. I'm gonna let y'all know what's really going on. Like, we ain't finna fabricate this podcast at all. Not at all. We finna keep it real. You know what I'm saying? We finna keep it real. But in the midst of keeping it real, I would hope anyone that could help, anyone that's involved in whatever to help with the situation, reaches out and help. Because now, if you can help me, think of how many people I can help that share the same problems. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's what I want this podcast to be. That's what's going to make this podcast to be the best podcast in Des Moines, Iowa. And to move my podcast on the motherfucking Spotify, fucking Anchor charts, bro. This is going to be that real and it's going to be that deep. Like, so, me, I have a problem, bro. Like, my biggest problem in the world is just procrastinating. Procrastinating. You know, not using my time wisely. And this podcast is also going to help me to go back and listen to problems that I have, and then I can fix it. So, self-healing. Haha. But yeah, I have a problem with procrastinating. And with somebody that has big aspirations, that have big dreams, like, procrastinating cannot be our thing. And I'm trying to figure out how I could effectively change that. Because I know what I could do. Name my mind's in the zone. We all know what we could do, but it's that shit, man. And just also too, another thing, this is how real I am, man. I have a problem with smoking marijuana, and I hope I'm not incriminating myself at all, because I'm not, right? Like, we'll take it there. Now we can play with this wrong. We'll take it there. Don't use my problems against me if I incriminate myself, quote unquote. That's the problem with the justice system right there. There's people like me who are going through shit like that. But the justice system would say, lock me up, right? Lock me up, he's a danger to society. He's doing this, he's doing that. But really, I just have an issue. But really, deep inside, I want to fix this issue. So why would locking somebody like myself up be the right issue? But it's the justice system. Why not? Why not? Fix the issue. Make rehab a thing. And honestly, I've tried rehab. I've actually put myself in rehab when I was on probation. Would I recommend you to do that? Hey, if honestly, if that's how you feel, that's what you want to do, I definitely would go to rehab if I was you. Just because like rehab is actually what helped me. Now that I'm being honest, I probably should go back. Rehab is what actually had me, helped me. Because when I was in that system, like I'm not out here just marijuana. I'm not out here sprung on drugs. I'm not out here doing none of that. No. And thank the Lord. But hey, let's just be honest. You know what I'm saying? Because I hope in 10 years from now, as I'm listening to my podcast, the conversations will change, the issues will change, the problems will change. You know, hopefully 5 to 10 years from now, you know, in 5 to 10 years from now, I'll be talking about how my problems is. How the fuck can I, you know, like, how the fuck can I double this $10 million fucking business that I've just created? How can I sustain and move this business forward and double up and maybe get $30, $50 million out of it? I pray that is the issue 5 to 10 years from now. But, yeah. We're talking in reality. And reality is have an issue. You know, so making rehab accessible for people like myself is definitely the way to go. And like I was saying, I would highly recommend that you go into rehab if you feel as if this is an issue. And if you already are thinking about it, if you are already at that point that's where, yeah, you're thinking about it, definitely. Then you already started the process of wanting to quit. You already there, but now it's that addiction. It's that thing that's on your tongue. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know how to put a stamp on it, but it's that. That's the routine. Breaking out of that routine is something that helps too. Because yeah, like, but I'm not gonna contradict myself. I'm just gonna go ahead and say. I quit whole year, boom, stop, you know. But in the midst of quitting, in the midst of not smoking, like, I was able to, like, identify that feeling. And I was able to, whether because I was on probation or not, you know, it just gave me a time to think about that feeling, that addiction feeling that I love, you know, and overcoming it. So now that I don't have, you know, it's just hard. Shit's hard, but. We pray every single day. Well, I'm not gonna lie on the mic, but that I pray every single day. But I do pray at least twice a week. I mean, yeah, twice a week, once a week, I do pray. I give thanks to the Lord, type shit. So we gonna pray on that, cause man, nobody wants that halo on their head. I don't know about y'all, but I don't, man. This is a problem that I've been through since fucking what? High school, bro. I'm 26 years old. I graduated high school when I was 18, so y'all do math. 2013. I graduated, but I started in like 2009. It's 2021, possibly 2022. Let's just say 2022 right now. So y'all do math. So, and again, this isn't no vulnerable shit. No, I'm hoping to be as real as possible, so someone else who's going through the same issue will feel comfortable enough to be like, oh, well, shit. I mean, because there's a lot of motivational podcasts, how to get your life right, but there's not a podcast out there that is telling you what they really feel, how they really feel while going through it. This is my way of documenting the real boo. You feel me? That's why when I jump on this shit, I tell you, man, I'm smoking a stogie. Big stogies. Stoke, because it's real. But sooner or later, it's going to be, I'm drinking on a green tea type shit. That's where we're going to push it. You feel me? I'm just laying out the blueprint for y'all as we as we go day to day. I'm smoking on a stogie, though. Nigga, I'm at this motherfucking vegan. Nigga, they done got me in this motherfucking vegan bar in Los Angeles. What the fuck, nigga? I'm sipping on this grass smoothie. I'm sipping on a fucking, I don't fucking know, some healthy shit. All right, that's what I'm doing. We in this vegan, you know, so it's going to get to that point. So accepting changes, man. And I'm willing to accept change. I see the change. It's like every single day, you know, every single day, like, as I wake up, like I see that a boo that nobody sees. You know what I'm saying? And of course I'm supposed to see it. It's me. God damn it. I know. Let me beat you to the punch. Of course you're supposed to see it. It's you, fucker. But do you see it within yourself? Every single day. Even if you walk into my shoes, you got an addiction, you got an issue, whatever the case may be, do you wake up every single day and see the person that you want to be, the person that you see? Like I be so high during the day sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Again, we gonna keep it real. I be high, but don't, you know, I still wake up. Trust me, but let me keep it as real as possible. Trust me, I'm up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. working out. I still have a business that I run, you know what I'm saying? So I'm functional as fuck. That just lets you know, because I, you know, it's just marriage and one. And again, I thank God it ain't none of the extra shit. But this is how hard I am on myself. And somebody out there would be like, well, it's just marijuana. You know, what's the problem, bro? The problem with me is I don't need this shit. I've been on it for, you know what I'm saying, for my damn near good portion of my life. Now I'm ready to accept change. I'm ready to move on. But it's hard to do that shit alone, you know what I'm saying? And again, this makes it unvulnerable. This nigga just, man. Nah, it's not none of that. This is real shit. It's real shit. This ain't trying to, I'm not going to be that guy no more. Oh, let me motivate you. No, this is real shit, bro. Real shit, real issues, real problems. We're talking through it. There's, like I said, there's people out here that's going through the same shit, but they ain't got a friend to talk to. They ain't got that friend, but they really don't. So I would hope this would be that for them, you know. But yeah, like I said, like, don't get shit twisted. I ain't out here just a piehead, even though I am a piehead, but I'm not out here just so I'm already accepting change. You know what I'm saying? I'm already seeing changes within my life, good routines, good habits. And that was within the day. All right, you got your morning. You got your, you know what I'm saying? You got your morning already hammered. Now it's just the routine within. I'm telling you, bro, once I get this, the during the day routine, boy, I'm going to be so cold. And then go right back into lifting again. Like, I'm accepting. This change shit, but that's what I was saying. If you don't wake up, you personally, if you don't wake up in the morning and see the new you, bro, then like that's what you gotta see, bro. And lately I've been seeing that. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I came back from college. I had dropped out of college, bro. And I was like super just fucked up. I'm not super fucked up as I was, but I'm. And when I say super fucked up, like, as in, like, damn, what's next? We're gonna pause right quick. We're gonna get into a commercial and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. The After Hours with your boy Abu. Yeah. Anywho. I wasn't super fucked up, as in like,
oh yeah, I'm fucked up.
No, like I just didn't know what was next. You know, when you grow up thinking like this one thing, football, is gonna take you out the hood, provide for everything, and you just that, you know what I'm saying? Like that, I was that kid. You know what I'm saying? Definitely that kid. So when this one thing that I put my mind that I thought that I invest, what I thought was an investment, you know, obviously I definitely could have done more. Looking back, definitely could have done more. But we're just going to talk about this. You know, what I thought was going to provide for my family, change generational wealth, all that is done with, hung up, can't go back. You know what I'm saying? It fucked me up. It fucked me up. It really fucked me up, you know. So when I came back, it just, it was like, damn, bro, what? What are you good at, bro? What the fuck are you good at? And that's when the smoking came, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I get it. I get it, bro. I get it. Like, I get y'all. Like, I definitely get y'all. What else was I gonna say? Just, man, like, so from that point, it's just like I was fucked up. I was really fucked up about that shit. I'm really thinking now. I'm like, that really, that shit, like, that's why I said, man, this podcast is gonna get real, because I'm not finna edit that part out. Like, shit was fucked up. But moving forward, it was just like, all right, cool. What is next? What is next? You know, you try all this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit fell. Shit's just garbage. Like, you know what I'm saying? What you thought is next is just, you know, like, fuck. What I, like, bro. Shit, bro. I tried a lot of retarded shit. Just what? It wasn't, let me not use the R word. I'm super sorry, because this is definitely a podcast. It's a platform, and I don't want y'all to cancel me for using it. So I'm gonna not ever use that word on this podcast, ever again, the R word. I'm super sorry. Don't cancel me. Forgive me. Sorry. I'm trying to get new. I mean, good at this and not use words like that. Super sorry. Forgive me. But let me get back to what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. Super sorry. Shit was just crazy, man. It was just crazy as fuck. Like, I'm talking about, like what we do. Like, I don't mean to throw out names like this. What I'm talking about, MLM program, what's Habu? We tried, Amazon. I gave up Amazon. Again, we gonna tell the truth. I gave up Amazon. It could have been a good, something good, little small money to get me by, but I fucked that up. Well, Taboo, Amazon, what's that one? Amway, fucking what? Trying to start a club, but bro, just retarded shit, bro. Retarded shit. I probably blew like $2,000 on just retarded shit. Just oh my God. Oh my God. I just did it again. All right. I'm super sorry. I'm super sorry. I'm super sorry. No more. For real. I got, oh my God. Oh my God. Crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. Just a lot of crazy stuff. And it was definitely a waste of money, but it taught me a lesson. And I'm not trying to speak like, no. It taught me a lesson, because during that whole trying to do this, you know, I fell through some cracks. You know? I picked up. We're gonna, this is a podcast where we're gonna get real. And like I said in the beginning, man. You know, if there's somebody out there that can help, this is what this podcast is for. Because once you help one person, then you can help the next person. And I'm the person that I want to help the next person, but I can't help the next person if I don't help myself. You know what I'm saying? One thing about other podcasts is out there, they talk about their motivation. They don't talk about the I feel like it's all about the process. So for me to get to, this is talking about the process of blase blah. Because once I'm able to talk about it, I've already either overcame it or I'm about to overcome it. If I talk about it publicly, I've already overcame it, but I'm about to overcome it. And again, like, I don't personally, I don't give a fuck if anyone judged me before I even continue the story. I just want to say that. I'm just going to let them, because I don't want to have to make this message no more on any of my podcasts. If I keep it a bang, I'm not going to make this message. So if you judge me, if you say, oh, he's a bad person, you got to understand. I'm not your kid. I'm not your son. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking, if this is a parent listening, I'm not your kid, I'm not your son, I'm not none of that. I'm a grown-ass man that my walk was completely different, but I'm willing to continue to talk about what I've been through, what I'm going through, and what I'm about to go through. I'm willing to talk about all three stages, and this is my journey. So, in the midst of going through all these different stupid businesses and shit like that, you know, I ran into a lot of drugs. Yeah, I ran into drugs, like drugs such as like coke, drugs such as acid, you know what I'm saying? Just different type of drugs that I had to overcome, which I did. I've overcome both. I probably haven't done both of those within like the last 4 or 5 years. No, let me not cap. No, yeah, 5 years. I was like 21. 21, yeah, 5 years. At least, five fucking years. Bro. I was 20 fucking one when I was into that shit. And I just stopped. I ran into fucking, this isn't, yeah, whatever. I just ran into a fucking, man, to a point where I'm like, again, like, I'm sitting there at someone's house. I'm yiked up. I'm both yiked up. No, just acid. Let me not lie. No, both. I'm not lying. Yiked the fuck up, yo. And I'm sitting there just like, body on, like, I'm outer body. Like, I don't even know where the fuck I'm at, and I'm not even gonna try to even describe, yo, not at all. But I'm just at a point where like I'm not in my body, yo. But I'm having the I'm talking to myself so deep, like a boom. This is like, wake up, little boy, wake up, wake the fuck up. You got to wake up. This ain't this. This ain't it. If this ain't it, this is not it. We ain't come this far for this to happen. This ain't it. This is not, like, I'm literally like as I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling. I don't know what the fuck I'm feeling, but I'm not feeling normal. But I'm also having this, because I don't know if y'all know psychedelics. Psychedelics do some shit to you. The yay just kept me up. Fucking, I'm talking, for all you parents out there that give y'all kids Ritalin, I think it's called Ritalin, the other word is Adderall, bro, that's what yay is, that's what coke is, but it's like times five, you're dialed in, you're focused, and I'm on psychedelic, bro, when I tell you I'm yiked up, bro, I'm yiked. I'm fucking like, bro, like having these thoughts, talking to myself. I'm like, bro, this is not the fucking move, bro. You ain't come this far. You're fucking young as fuck, bro. Like a grown ass nigga is in my fucking head, and it's not, I don't know whose voice this is, just lecturing the fuck out of me, bro. Cause once I snapped out of it, bro, once all this fucking thing, and I'm just like, nah, I'm coming down, bro. Like, I never really, like, from that day, the people that I was around that night, like, I never really, like, had to, like, my feelings was just, like, weird about people, specific people, like, just weird, bro. Like, I was just like, yo, this is a move, like, I'm going down a complete wrong path right now, and I can't, I, Like, I can't go down this path, bro. Like, I can't go down this path. This is not the path for me. This is not the path for me at all. I gotta separate myself. So from that point, I just had to separate myself. You know what I'm saying? But moving forward, like, y'all gotta understand, like, yeah, you can make mistakes as a young child. Life is full of mistakes. Life is gonna be full of mistakes. Life is gonna be go through. You're gonna go through trials and tribulations. You're gonna go through. These are just like the times that I've been. I'm not scared to talk about my times because I know that my story, my trials and tribulations, can help the next teenager. Because the shit, parents gotta understand the shit. If you are a parent listening to my shit, like, these are shit that your kids go through. You just don't know about it. You feel me? Like, this is shit that your kids go. Not all your kids. The majority of the kids, they go through this shit. The college kids. The straight A kids. Yeah, it be the kids that you don't even think about. You feel me? So, yeah, I'm going through my whole little, you know, schmigos and trying to figure my shit out. And I'm just to a point where it's like, all right, cool. Like, I'm doing all this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing all this shit. I'm just fucked up about it. You know what I'm saying? Moving forward, I stop all this shit, but I'm still smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? Still smoking weed. Mind you, when I was going hard on the yay, and acid, I was on probation, right? Wasn't smoking weed, but I was craving some type of shit because I ain't no drinker like that. I don't really drink like that. Because, you know what I'm saying? And this is why, like, I feel like maybe, I'm with, like, if I'm giving y'all a clear thought of boo, like, this is 20 years from now talking of boo. This isn't 26-year-old talking right now. This is 20. This is a 35, 40-year-old boo talking right now. I'm playing the character of a 35, 40-year-old me when I say this. Yes, smoking is awesome. It's cool. But I feel like it should be legalized. Definitely be legalized, because we already know why it isn't legalized. We already, like, definitely should be legalized. People shouldn't be penalized for marijuana. But at the same time, if you are going to legalize marijuana, if your state's going to be legalized marijuana, that should be something that the people have a say so when it comes to, like, what we can do with, like, what would you guys like to do? Iowa, if we legalize marijuana, how could we better our community through the marijuana industry? Boom, all right, cool. Use this money for not only doing what we got to do, but restructure the rehab centers, the rehabilitation centers. You know what I'm saying? Restructure that. Make that more of a, promote that more than y'all do tobacco and all this extra shit. Like, y'all always promote the cause. Yeah, do this, but there's no solution. Like, promote the solution more. All right, well, if you are in Iowa with the legalized and you smoke marijuana, well, and it's getting out of hand, call this number at 22 blah, 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 for, you know what I'm saying? Start pushing that. Because now we are at the point where, like the kids is getting heavily influenced on Percocets, getting heavily influenced on, and thank God I'm good. But they're on Percocets, Molly, all this extra boom, 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 boom. They're not realizing, like, bro, these are heavy-ass drugs, bro. These are heavy-ass shit that are, like, this shit's real, bro. Like, this shit will fuck you up later on in life, bro. So seeing shit like that, I would just hope and pray that the rehab centers start to, you know, become more accessible to the community and to the kids, to the youth. Like, sounds dumb, sounds cliche, but like I said, that's a 35-year-old Abu, 40-year-old Abu talking to me, that just made that comment right there. In the 26-year-old Abu's body. But bring it back to the 26-year-old Abu. Yeah, man, just shit, man. Just going through, like, bro, just going through all that extra shit, bro. Just putting my body just through, like, those type of trenches. Like, just, like, it's just, like, now I've seen what my body do when I'm high as fuck. I've seen what I do when I'm high as fuck. Like, I've seen this. I've already took the acid. I don't need to take no shroom. I don't need to take none of that. I'm good type shit. If it's, we'll just stick with the weed and we'll just try to overcome it. Cool. All right, I'm at this point. Boom. Now I'm trying to see what I look like when I'm sober as an adult. I haven't been off weed as an adult. And I'm trying to see what that looked like. I've been sober as a kid, as a teenager. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what sober looked like as an adult. No weed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a couple of the orange juice with the champagne, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Like, I drink that, but really, I don't drink like that. So I'll be cool. I may drink some wine or some shit, but just completely just a good, healthy, sober life. But man, somebody like that, like, bro, if somebody, like, if I could do some shit like that, like, I want to see what my kids, like, what my family tree's gonna look like. Now my son, you know what I'm saying? Now I done made the change at 26 years old. I made the commitment to stop drinking, stop smoking. Now I got a family. Now I can fully function. Now I can fully be a father. Now I can fully be the man that I'm supposed to be. All that shit, bro. I see this shit, bro. I like, no cap, bro. This is why, like, I'd be so excited to wake up sometimes, because, like, when I'm motivated, it's because I'm motivated, because I see the person that I'm about to be, bro. Like, I don't that's the difference between me and the next person. I don't see the person today. Like, I try to work on I'm really trying to work on the person today so I can get to that person tomorrow, but my mind be so caught up on what I see, like, the person that I'm about to be, that I'm just, like, that I get, I get stuck to where, when I bring it back to reality, and I got to work on this person today, I get, you know, but I see that person, bro. I really do, bro. Like, people won't never see it, because, I mean, they're not, everybody's supposed to see it for you. There's only certain people in your life that when they see you, they see it too. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you just, you know what I'm saying? The way you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they know how you came up and all that shit. And you just a content person. You ain't none of that. You smooth with it, bro. People see it. But most people, bro, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Most people will never tell you out their mouth. I'm the type of nigga, I tell you, bro. But I tell my nigga every day, bro. Not every day. Let me not cap. Not every day. But when we kicking it and we creating some shit together, bro, you the next Tyler Perry, bro. I see that, bro. You on some Tyler Perry shit, bro. You the next Tyler Perry, bro. Oh, God, bro. You type. Because I see that. And he probably seen that shit, but he ain't. He humble as shit. But I know in his head, he probably like, nigga, I know I'm the shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's we need to get to the level to where we okay. Motivate another, not even motivate, just like we okay doing that shit, bro. Because not a lot of people like doing that shit, bro, at all. For what? I don't know, bro. And I'm not saying go around kissing niggas' asses. No, don't do that shit. We ain't doing that. But it's like, bro, like, we at that point, bro. Like, what else? What's next? We gonna get up, hating niggas every fucking day, bro. I'm tired of that shit, bro. I'm at the point, bro. I see that shit, bro. For the next, not just myself, but I see it for the next person. Niggas that be around, I see that shit, bro. I be seeing that shit. That's why I be motivated, bro, about life, bro. Because it's like, bro, I know what's to come. You know what I'm saying? I know what's to come. I told y'all on a couple of podcasts ago, I said, I'm done doubting myself. I'm done doing that doubting shit, underestimating myself. I'm done doing that shit. Like, because it's like, at the end of the day, it's your opinion about yourself is the only person that, the only opinion that mattered. So everybody can tell you how good of a person you are, all that shit. But if you feel like you ain't that person, if you doubting yourself, then you can't be that person that Blase Blue. You see? So there's one thing that I noticed in 2021 that I'm not going to do in 2022. But I'm not going to be, about all that extra lot. Nah. I'm just going to say it in my head. Hey, you know, don't doubt yourself. And that's a message to everyone moving forward. The message of the podcast is we not finna doubt ourselves no more. We're not finna doubt ourselves. Doubting is for the weirdos. Doubting is for, we just ain't finna do it. And another thing before we close this podcast is me, I'm gonna get help. I'm gonna figure my life out. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna get to it, you know. It's not, I'm not trying to accomplish all this shit within one day. It's a day-to-day thing, day-to-day process. But the fact that I'm able to, you know, be self-aware, notice it, talk about it, just shows like, that shows like I'm ready for some change. I'm ready for change. I'm accepting change. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the next chapter in my life. You know, I used to say to God every single day, why do I keep saying every single day? I used to say to God though, like God, cause I seen DJ Khaled do it. I'm like, what? Yeah, okay. But then like, I started to understand, oh no. And once I did it once. So what he did was like he would like tell God, let the blessings rain. Let the blessings rain down on me. Let the blessings and let anything that comes with the blessings, let it come. Like, I'm like let it rain down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to accept it. Like, and that's how I feel. Like, you just got to wake up. I'm nobody to tell nobody what to do or how to talk to God or none of that. But first things first, let me just say that. I'm not the person to tell you how to talk to your God or who to believe in. But for me, like, I'm at the point where, like, I'm like, I wake up, whatever blessing, God, whatever, let that shit rain on me, brother. And whatever negativity comes with it. Because with every blessing comes with something, every problem. Every problem. And that shit is real. Blessings come with problems, bro. Blessings come with problems. It's always something tied to a blessing. So that's another thing why I don't get too hyped up when I get, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, I've seen it, bro. I've been through that, bro. Where you so, like, you feel like, all right, shit, I got this right, bro. But this something always comes behind, like, some bullshit always comes behind blessing. Not like the bullshit from the man above, just like on earth. Somebody sees, oh shit, this name got some, this name, let me go fuck with this person now. Like, bro, chill, bro. And you be like, damn, bro. That's why they say more money, more problems type shit. More money, more problems. When God bless you with more money, somebody see that you getting money, now they wanna come fuck with you, now they wanna come create a problem type shit. You know, that's how it is, bro. But it's not. But I don't look at it as more money. I look at more blessings. And somebody's gonna come see that you bless. Come fuck up your, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's not about that. It's not about that. But I'm just saying, just always keep in mind that there's always some BS that's gonna come with blessings. And I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, you know. I'm always ready for it. Like, I stay ready for it. But I'm not on bullshit, though, but I stay ready for it. You got to be. You got to be on high alert for the bullshit. High alert. High alert. High alert. Super high alert. Nowadays, you never know what niggas is on, bro. So you just got to be ready for that shit. But, we'll probably jump off this podcast, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. More blessings to everyone that's out there. The reason why I don't drop every single day is because, man, I feel like when I say some shit on here, it gotta be meaningful. I don't want to just talk. But yeah, man. Thank you so much if you got this far to the podcast. Like I said in the beginning, man, if you haven't followed, subscribe, whatever, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just talk. I ain't pushing it. I ain't doing none of that extra shit. But if you do happen to come across this podcast, though, and you are this far in the podcast, please follow, subscribe. Show some love, comment, review, leave a review, whatever you got to do. Do what you got to do, man. Show some love, man. Just show love. Love does not cost a thing. Showing love does not. Sharing, talking about, hey, check out. So, like, niggas be weird about that. I'm going to drop that. I'm going to drop that. But anyways, it's your boy, Busam, on the After Hour Podcast, man. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, for taking time out to your day to listen to my annoying-ass voice. I get it. I got it. Okay, bam. I'm not asking you to do anything. I don't want no money. Ain't none of that. You know what I'm saying? All I just ask is you just share it. Tell somebody if I brought you some value, if I made you feel good, if I don't know. Leave a review. Shit. Again, it's the After Hour Show with your boy Busama, and thank you so much. Have a good night. Have a good day if you're listening to it in the day. If you're listening to it right now at night, have a good night. And I'm out.